Tonight's shiur Simen Kuf Nun Beis Shelo Lister Shum Beis HaKnesses. One should not destroy any Beis HaKnesses. Seif Aleph Ein Soisfin Beis HaKnesses Kdei Livnos Beis HaKnesses Acher. It is forbidden to knock down a shul, to use the material to build another shul. Shemayer Alehem Oines Shelo Yivnu Acher, because something may happen, they won't be able to build the second shul. What you do is build the new shul first, then you can knock down the old shul. The Be'er Halacha writer points out, Hu Adin Emotzi L'Mocha. The same is true if you want to sell the existing shul. V'likach Acheres B'Domen, purchase a new one with the money. The Asur, you're not allowed to do that. Kodem Shekon Acheres, you have to buy the new one first and then sell the old one. Because you may be in a situation when you sold one, you can't buy the new, and then you're stuck without a shul.
It's enough to mortgage it out. You just have to acquire it.
That's correct.
And then you can take the money and pay for it.
That's correct. Sifkatan Alf. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Sifkatan Alf. Beis HaKnesses. V'adin Beis HaMedrash. This halacha is also for Beis HaMedrash. Ubein Shal Yochid O Shal Rabim. Whether it's for a small individual's Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, or Tzibur's. Sivkan Beis, could they live nos v'chulu? The intent is to build new. Or it's telling me to say, lo mi boy may die to live nos acha klad also. Not only if you have no intent to build a new shul, of course it's also. El afilim say, so could they live nos acha b'mekom? But even if you're knocking it down to build another one, a better one, in its place, or mokam acher, or in a new location, the also is forbidden. Even if your intent is to make the new shul bigger and more beautiful, it's not permitted. Sivkon Gimel Beis HaKnesses Acher V'uadin Lasos Yimenu Beis HaMidrash Nami Osir. Not only is it forbidden to knock down a shul to build another shul, it's also to knock down a shul and use it to build a Beis HaMidrash. Afal Pisha Kedush Osir Gedor LeYoser. Even though the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash is greater than the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, Kedah Kamon, Mitzimah Kuftan Gimel, Sif Alpha, as we clarify in Simen Kuftan Gimel, we had time at the Messiah for the same reason that we conclude, because we're afraid you'll knock this one down and you won't get the next one up and you're left without a shul. Kaswa Achroinim, Dachroinim, right? Duadin, Kesheh Beis HaKnesses, Muskeres, Lohem, Rak Lizman. The same halacha applies if the shul is rented to them for a period of time. V'daitom lisko achach v'mokom acher. And their intent is to rent a new one in a different place. Asur l'salag es atzma v'mokom arishon. It's forbidden to lose the lease on the first location ad sheyisku techila mokom acher. Until you make a point of renting in the new location first. Sifkon dad oynes v'chulu. We're afraid there may be some kind of oinus. Even if you had all the money collected for all the construction costs, and it's sitting in the gabbai's hands, and the stones and the beams, they're all ready, all the building material is prepared. It's still not allowed. All of a sudden, you may have a pidyon shvuyim situation. The Avilu, you give the Pidyon Shavuyim the money, and they have nothing to build the shul with. Sifkatan hei, shlo yivnu ha'acher. We're afraid that something will happen and you won't build a new building. V'nimtzu oimdin below Beis HaKnesses, and it comes out, they're standing without a shul. V'afilu ikalu duchtu litzalui Beis HaMakom, and even though they may have another place they can daven, nami yos is still forbidden. V'heichadika od Beis HaKnesses kavua be'ir, but if the city has another established shul, they could all daven in that shul. Hataz matir. In such a case, the Taz says you can rip down the first shul and rebuild. Maganavam prohibits it under any circumstances. Where the Berloch points out that the Taz's position that it's permitted is substantiated by the Rishonim and Lamaisa. We are not machmir if the other Beis HaKnesses can hold everybody. But if the other Beis HaKnesses doesn't have room for everybody, then you're back to square one. That'll be awesome. Se'if katan vov, bonim ha'acher techila. We build the other shul first. The new shul we build first. And then we take down the old one. Hainu shegoyimim osa kulu. You have to finish and complete the new building before you take down the first. V'afshlo esbalu yidayim bo, if it's complete, but you didn't daven there yet. Mutal l'stor yishon, you can already knock down the old. Tzulekel emechash, because now there's no concern. Dil mesram l'shum dover mitzvah yizavim l'zveitz ha'knesses. We're not afraid a mitzvah will come our way and we'll sell the shul. K'le kamam simen kufnen gimel, so if you gimel, you'll find simen kufnen gimel. Once the building is totally finished, ready to move in, at that point you can take down the old building. Sefkon zayin v'achach soyisun, then you knock down the old. Kozim magen avam, b'shem masas bin yomin. Magen avam, quotes the masas bin yomin. Da'filu hoya besa knesses shel kerachim. Even if the besa knesses was used by the big cities, to avor l'kamon b'simen kufnun gimel sof zayin, we learn later in kufnun gimel, da'at she'ir ein yichon l'machu b'shem gavna, that a big city that has a shul, no one in the city can sell the shul. Because it's built for everyone's use. The Mistama Binaua Daita Kulyama. It's built for everyone, travelers. You can't get a consensus of the locals. It's insufficient to use the consensus of the locals to sell it. Such a case, what do you do at knocking it down? When it comes to a sale, you can't sell it because maybe someone doesn't want to sell it. Hachashar, when it comes to knocking it down to build new, it's okay. The Mistama Kala Oil Mirutzmas, and we assume everyone is happy with the new building, because you build a new shul, so why would anyone protest? For a sale of a shul, that could be an issue. They don't want to, those who are have a chelik in the shul don't want it to be sold, and if it's a basic kness of karachim, then you can't get a consensus. But as far as building a new building and knocking down the old, that it's an assumption that everyone is okay with that. Let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, "Vafilu lo rotsu lister rak mechitza achas laharchivo." Let's say they want to knock down a wall of the shul to expand. Na midino hachi, the same halacha. You're not allowed to. You have to build the addition, and then you take down the wall. But you cannot take down the wall and leave a wall of the shul barren, nothing there, because you're planning on adding on. Vahani, meaning the Shulchan Aruch continues, when do we say this? Shoya Rishon Chazak, this is if the first building was a strong structure, but you want to make new. Avlim Charvu, you sold yourself, but if the original shul is collapsing, the foundations are crumbling, oh, not to sell lipo, the walls are leaning, the walls are going to fall in, and the building is condemned. So Yisun Asomiyad, you knock it down right away, and you build it right away, quickly, day and night. You don't want something to come up and you won't be able to finish the building and you're left with nothing. So if the building is usable, that's when we're makbid to build the new before you knock down the old. But if the building is not safe, then you got to knock it down right away and build a new building quickly. The Ramah concludes, you're not allowed to take stones from the old shul to build the new. For also lister dovim beis haknesses, and in general, there's an issur to break anything of a shul. Elam kein oisa amanas livnas, unless it's with the intent of building, because there's an issur to destroy a beis haknesses. Losasun kein, the pasuk says, and therefore avodah zarah you destroy. You don't destroy a beis haknesses. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chazdino Hachi. The Ramah says even a wall of the shul cannot be knocked down to expand. You can't knock down the wall. You build up the new addition next to the old. Then you take out the old wall. Look in the Ber Halacha. Sif contest. But if the shul is collapsing, or if the kingdom, the government decrees that this building cannot be used as a shul anymore, and there's no hopes to try to convince them otherwise, so then you can knock it down and rebuild. There was a case of a city where the Yidden lived outside the walls of the city. Something happened and they moved them into the walls to be better protected. But the shul remained out of the walls. I said, there's no greater decay than this situation. I allowed them to knock down the old shul to move the materials to build inside the city, inside the walls of the city. V'yaschilu livnos b'skenes chadoshon, and they should begin to build a new shul. V'ilu achach alvonim and yeshonim, and then take the stones from the old v'ivnu torcha chom and mehem, and build it into the wall from those stones. So even though in general you can't knock down the old to build the new, but in a case like this where you can't access the old shul, so then you're allowed to knock it down and take the building materials inside this walled city. You cannot take stones from the old shul to build the new. This is a separate inyan. This is not discussed in the case of the building that's foundation was crumbling. Because then it's certainly permitted to knock it down and take anything that's fit to build with and build a new building. Let's go back to the beginning of the paragraph. When the old shul is intact, and it's can stand, it's strong. And they began building the new. But they're missing stones. They need some stones to finish it off. So they want to take the stones from the old, knock them out of the walls, and put it into the new to finish it up. The chish is even such a case. The whole purpose of knocking it down is to build anew. We're still concerned that something might happen and you won't get to finish it. And therefore it's forbidden, even if there's another place to daven, like we learned in the beginning of the sermon. It's forbidden to break any part of the shul. It's comparable to knocking a stone out of the heichal, and that's forbidden. You should destroy their altars for avodah zarah, but you cannot do that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you cannot, in general, b'chlal, you can't cause damage to the basic knesset of Beis Medrash. V'davka lintoitz u'l'shar b'klei kodesh. This means to break, to knock out klei kodesh, things that were designated for the shul, olaka davar mechuber, or to take something out of the wall, kamo evan ha'mizbeach, like a stone from his mizbeach, lafuki lefas klei kodesh, as opposed to the movable items of the shul. You want to move them out for safsalin or the benches, k'dorim b'sk nesses, similar things from shul. Afshin is a covered basic nesses, it might not be covered for the shul. Yishlom Hashem b'chazeh, you could say it's not part of losasin king. Losasin isn't moving about furniture inside the shul. It's about breaking the walls, taking stones out, things that are part of the binyan. Sifkan yubeis im kenoisiv v'chulu, unless I'm doing it in order to build. The einzeh nitzitzeh l'binyan, that's not considered destruction, it's considered construction. V'osan shemedabkim daf b'koisel beis emedrish. There are people who want to attach a wall up, a piece of wood, like a shtender, but it's not instead of a shtender, it's just a piece of wood to put the siddur on. They want to attach to the wall of the shul. But they have to put a hole in the wall to anchor the screws that are going to put this piece of wood in. They have to put a hole into the wall that they could put a peg in, a dowel, to hold the wood. Many achronim are lenient. Taz said, you're destroying the shul. You can't put a hole in the wall. You can't put a hole in the wall. And others disagree that since the purpose of putting the hole is to put a mount, to put a bracket, whatever it is, so an anchor, so he held the halacha, that would be okay. So there's a shaya that poets can talk about. People want to go to the Kusim Arovi and take a souvenir, piece of the wall. So the poets can make Mizamoisha, they're over on the Isser of Stira. They're over on this Isser of Sasukin. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to break off from the Kusim Arovi the same way you're not allowed to break off from a shul, anything like that. People don't chat, they don't think about it, they don't realize that that's what the Isser is. That is all part of the Isser of Asun Kain. You cannot cause any damage to the structure of a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis Medrash, or in that same way the Kusim HaRavi.